This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Speaking of rock, but it's not really rock, Ozzy Osbourne is rock or metal, however you want to look at it. If you ever watched the Osbournes, you saw their kids there, right? Jack and, God, I'm forgetting the other girl, the girl's name. I'm forgetting her name. But anyway, I'll probably remember along the way. They have a third daughter. Her name is Amy. Amy is set to release her debut album now. And she's got a song coming out called The House of Lies. For those of you that don't know and maybe aren't expecting it, Amy does not sing rock. She does not do metal. Okay? It's kind of EDM-ish, you know, with more words, actually, not just all music, but more words involved. And I saw the I checked it out, song House of Lies. Not impressed. Okay? Now, I'm maybe the biased guy to ask about EDM-like music because I kind of feel EDM-like music is almost stuff that they're stealing from freestyle and disco and kind of expanding on it and trying to make something out of it that I don't know. To me, it just doesn't ever really sound special. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a whole different ballgame. When I'm listening to Lime or I'm listening to Barry White or I'm listening to Donna Summer, you know what I mean? It's distinctive. It's special. It's different. When I listen to today's EDM, it just sounds a lot like the same, and it doesn't sound creative enough in my book. But that's just me. Whatever. But I listen to Amy Osbourne. Can't say I was impressed. But for those of you that do like a little EDM, and you want to check her out, Amy Osbourne, A-I-M-E-E, that kind of Amy. She spells her Amy like Amy Interrupter does from The Interrupters. There you go. Fleet Foxes. This is one of those, I don't know if I would call them like an underground indie band, but Fleet Foxes have confirmed that their new album called Shore will be released on the 31st of September. They released 9:31 a.m. Eastern that on Tuesday, the 22nd, which is tomorrow, their record will be released. Okay. So if you're a Fleet Foxes fan, this is, their fourth or fifth album? Maybe fifth. I think I've got like four of their albums, I want to say. I want to say they've got about four. They're pretty good, by the way. If you want to enjoy some music you've never heard of, check out the Fleet Foxes. They are good. I promise you, you will enjoy the Fleet Foxes. So there you go. That's a little music news for you here on the program.